Thank you for calling Final Impressions Landscaping. Please.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Josiah. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I am doing absolutely fabulous. How about you?
Oh, I love it. Yes, yeah, same here. We made it to Thursday, so we're almost there, right?
It's Friday Eve.
Oh, I like that even better. Yeah. You're a smart man. Yeah. I love it. So I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but excuse me, we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yes, it is. Yes, that one is in Mexico somewhere, and I have no idea where it is.
Oh, no. Okay, that happens, right?
Yep.
So do you have a different card that you could use in the meantime?
I do. One second here.
Of course. No problem.
I'm driving right now, backing up a trailer. So.
Oh, yeah. Be careful.
Okay. What I've been having issues with Google, getting my page set up, all that. So I need a business license.
Oh, so I don't think that you need a business license in order to get verified on Google. You could probably send some of the other things on the list in lieu of the license, like the insurance or an invoice with the address. Just to let you know what's happening behind the scenes when Google requests that video verification is they want to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area, which you are, right? So when they send you that prompt for a video verification, all they're asking for is that you submit a couple of things to show that you're a valid business in the area, and then that way we can get that published.
Okay. Because a business license, I don't have a business license, all that stuff. That's why I was so hesitant. That's why I didn't reply, because I was like, what am I going to do? I don't want to keep paying you guys to do my advertising if we can't get the Google listing, all this stuff back and forth. That's why I didn't reply to that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that we talked then, because on that list, there's 8 items that it says that, you know, they're requesting. You definitely don't have to have all 8 items. Let's say you only have 3 of them. By all means, still go in onto that form and upload the what you do have, because that will help us to get it verified.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, okay. What about the... what else was I going to ask? The automated voice that you, when you called this number?
Yes, the call tracking number.
Is this a lifetime call tracking number? Is that part of what I pay you each month? How does that work?
That's part of what you pay us each month. But you do have the option to keep it. Let's say that one day down the road you canceled the program. You could keep the call tracking number and just pay us $15 a month to keep it. Or if you have, a different provider that you could transfer it to, you could pay like a one-time fee of $30 to transfer it, and you could keep the number.
Okay, what type of provider? Can I provide that myself? How does this work? Like, do I need to transfer it over to a service department or how, like a service provider?
I don't know how it works. They just added that this week, and they put it in our terms that, you know, you could transfer it for $30, but I don't know how it works. So I can ask that department and get back to you on it. But all I know is that, you know, as long as I've been here, people pay the $15 a month to keep it. But let me find out what they mean by that, because they sent out, like, a group email, and I want to find out myself what it means. You know, how do they transfer it? Do you just get, like, another provider and tell them, like, hey, I'm using Verizon, so transfer it to Verizon, or how does it work, you know? So I'll get back to you on that for sure.
Okay. Okay, that's perfect.
Yep.
And so that's kind of what I've been using you guys for. I have a buddy, a friend of mine that does Google Pages and all that stuff.
Okay.
So I was, if I could keep the phone number, let him do that. What about the website? Can I buy that?
The website, you have two options. You could purchase the domain without the content, and then that's just a one-time buyout of $99. Or you could keep the site and the content, and that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. If you go for that option, then the call tracking number is also included in it. So you wouldn't have to pay $49 a month plus the $15. It would all be included within that hosting fee. You'd get to keep the call tracking number too.
Okay, and that would be 50 times 12, 60. That would be $60 a year. Yeah. I would like to do that for now. And then can I add, if the friend of mine creates my Google page, does all that stuff, for the Google page, can I add that to that? Like, I can gain access to the website.
Of course, yeah. You would just have him, when he creates it, put in your actual web address, which you already have, which is, what is it? Finalimpressionslandscaping.com. So he could put that on there, and then rather than putting your phone number directly, he could put in the 260-344-8428. So, I would really try to advise against him creating a new Google business page, because that's a duplicate and it'll throw up a red flag and it might even hurt your rankings. So it's better to, you know, possibly finish the process, get this one that we started verified. And I know that you added us as a manager to it back in August, so you still have access to it, right? So I would finish the process of getting this one verified and add him to the page as a manager, and then that way you don't have a bunch of duplicate Google pages out there, you know.
Can you delete those duplicate pages?
We can, yeah. We're a premier partner to Google, so let's say that the one that we have gets verified, then what we can do is we could merge any duplicates together with it, and then once they're merged, we could delete the duplicates and just have it all be in one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So yeah, work back and forth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest, especially since, you know, you've been with us all this time and you haven't really, you know, gotten that piece of the puzzle done yet, I would recommend, you know, stick it out for another month, get that done, and then next month, if you want to make some revisions and just keep the site or keep the call tracking number, then downgrade at that point. Because if not, it's going to be kind of like a big mess where he's going to get added to some page that's not even verified yet, and, you know, and it's just going to...
So why would, if you guys, okay, let's say you finish the page, what can I then, if you create it, I'm always going to have to pay you guys to keep it up and running.
No. You're the owner of the page, Josiah, and we're managing it for you, right? So if you ever stop working with us.
I'm paying you to me.
Right. So, and optimize it and do the programming so that it gets on the first page. But if you ever stopped working with us, you just remove us as a manager, and then you still have ownership of it. Yeah, it still belongs to you.
Okay. So we can transfer, I can add him as a manager.
You can. Absolutely.
That's what I would,
Yeah.
And do you guys, okay, can I downgrade now and then still do that in the next month or so? Add him as a manager?
Yeah, I mean, you could if you wanted to. I wouldn't recommend it, only because a website in and of itself, it can't bring you new clients, right? So the value to what we do is in the programming to get you on the first page. But, of course, because you didn't understand that you could do that without your license, you've been kind of, you know, putting it on the back burner, so to speak. Now that you know that you can get it done without having the license, I recommend, you know, keep it open. I can, you know, definitely send you the instructions again, send over what you have. We'll get it verified and programmed into the first page. And then that way it's a seamless process. When you remove us and put him as a manager, then all he has to do is keep up with the algorithm updates that Google does daily. He doesn't have to start fresh with, you know, trying to get the page verified, you know, from square one. So, because that might set you back a little bit, you know. And what I could do, since, you know, you've been with us for a while and, you know, you really didn't understand that, is if you want to continue, I could put a service credit on here for next month and then also put you into friends and family pricing of $240 monthly. So that would save you $50 a month and $50 off of the past due balance, you know, that we have right now. And then I could push the next billing out 30 days, which means that would be on February 15th. But that February 15th payment would be a free month. It would be a service credit. So you would be paid in full all the way till March 15th. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to finish that video verification so that we can get you on the first page. And, you know, between now and March 15th, you'll see such a strong impact to your business that you might even want to keep the service. But no problem, if March 15th comes around and you decide not to, you call us just a couple of days ahead of time and you either cancel it or you just downgrade it at that time.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. I have another card here.
Okay, you got it.
We can do that. I'll get that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Text me, send me an email of the, for the video verification, the instructions and all that, the link to do that.
Absolutely.
And then we can go from there.
Yeah, and I'll send you my direct line too, Josiah, because if you hit a bump in the road or something or anything like that, that you're like, oh shoot, I don't have this, I don't know if I can do it, call me, because if I can't help you, I can get you to someone in the verification department that can actually walk you through it. But it's a super quick process. It only takes like 10 minutes. I mean, you can, you know, yeah, definitely get it done, unless you want me to schedule something right now where I have them call you tomorrow or something and, you know, you can do it together.
No, not tomorrow won't work for me.
Okay, so we'll I'll send you the instructions with my direct line, and then if you need anything, you know, as far as, you know, having that appointment set, you can call me. And then for the new card that you'll use right now, is it in set up with the same billing address on the 11322
North? Yes.
Okay, 700 West 57. Yes. Okay, Topeka, and then 46571.
Yes.
All of that's the same. Perfect. So then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, 5196.
Okay.
7100.
Got it.
0009.
Okay.
6658.
6658. And expiration?
Is 0828.
And the code?
454.
Okay. So I will apply that friends and family pricing and get the authorization for that one missed payment. And then I'm going to push the next one out to the 15th of February. But, again, that will be your free month. And then starting in March 15th, you'll only be paying the $249, and I'll make sure that you're grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up, okay?
Okay. That is perfect. I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I know how it is. I want to help out as much as I can, so I'll definitely get that applied for you.
Thank you. You've done the best that anyone else at Little Splash has.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
I appreciate that. That's awesome.
Yeah. No problem. And then look in your email. I'm going to send you a fresh copy of that video verification. So if you have any questions, you know, feel free to call me, okay?
Okay. I will do so.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And have a nice rest of the
evening,
too. You're very welcome.
And you, too.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.